Welcome to the Watoto Church Podcast. Prepare your heart as we listen to the message.
Wow, thank you so much for joining in today and celebrating Christ with us. So excited about what God is doing in your life and will do in your life, because I know that God has a great plan and purpose for you even this day. So hold on to His word. Let's start, shall we? Father, I pray according to your word. Speak to your people, bless your people, encourage your people, anoint your servant in Jesus' name. We pray, amen and amen. As we were thinking through the next sermon series, the Lord laid on our hearts more than conquerors. We took time to pray about this, we meditated on this, and we are convinced and we are sure that this is what you need to hear for the season of life that you're in. I mean, the world all over here, Uganda, in our everyday lives, we experience sufferings and some trials and some setbacks, and those things can cause us to lose hope, can cause us to question our faith, can cause us to question, does God still really love me? I am here to encourage you, and in the next couple of sermons that will be preached, that you remain more than a conqueror despite your situation. I want to remind you, and we want to remind you in this series, that despite the circumstance you're going through, you are on the winning side. Because that is what being more than a conqueror is that despite what may happen, you still have victory on your side. Hallelujah. And to help us in this series, we're really going to go through Romans chapter 8. It's a beautiful portion of scripture, and I'd encourage you to go read it even as we prepare for the remaining sermons that are up ahead in a very short while. Romans chapter 8 is a beautiful portion of scripture, but my subject for today under this series, More Than a Conqueror, is life in the Spirit. So read with me Romans chapter 8 from verse 1 all the way down to verse 17. I'm going to read through, so I ask you to follow along with me. It says this: there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. For God has done what the law, weakened by the flesh, could not do, by sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, He condemned sin in the flesh, in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. For to set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace. For the mind that is set on the flesh is hostile to God, for it does not submit to God's law. Indeed, it cannot. Those who are in the flesh cannot please God. You, however, are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if in fact the Spirit of God dwells in you. Anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to Him. But if Christ is in you, although the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is life because of righteousness. If the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through His Spirit who dwells in you. So then, brothers, we are debtors not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if we are children of God, then we are also heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with Him in order that we may also be glorified with Him. Wow. What an amazing portion of scripture. Now, to help us all be on the same page, whenever I say life in the Spirit, this is what I mean, and I'm going to draw that meaning from the particular portion of text that we have read right here. Life in the Spirit really simply this: that the Spirit of Jesus, or you could say that the Holy Spirit now lives on the inside of you. Life in the Spirit is a life that is governed by the Holy Spirit. Life in the Spirit is a life in which you have submitted and surrendered your life to the person and the leadership of the Holy Spirit. You live in Him and through Him. Maybe the question that arises for you today is, okay, so how does life in the Spirit translate to being more than a conqueror? That is why I want you to follow in even as we carry along the way. You see, a life lived in the Spirit is a life that has been freed from the penalty of sin. That's the very first thing you need to know. A life lived in the Spirit is a life that has been freed from the penalty of sin. Verse 1 of chapter 8 reads, "There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." Condemnation has to do with judgment, has to do with being in a state of being condemned, which means you are declared guilty and imposing judgment awaits on you. Almost as if one is on death row. You've been declared guilty and your judgment awaits. Paul says here, there is now no condemnation for those who are in what? Christ Jesus. Why does Paul say this? When you backtrack in chapter 7, Paul is wrestling with sin and how sin is disturbing him and how he does the thing he doesn't want to do. He doesn't do the things that he wants to do. And he's struggling with these things here. So when he begins in chapter 8, actually, when he's ending with chapter 7, and says, "Oh, a wretched man that I am, who will save me from this body of death?" And he says this, "Thanks be to God through Christ Jesus." In other words, his liberation, his victory, his conquest will come through the person of Jesus. Now, when we get into here and we say that life in the Spirit is a life that is freed from the penalty of sin, I'm simply saying this to you. You live a life without condemnation. You live a life that has been forgiven of all your sins. Romans 3 and 23 tells us that all have sinned and fallen short of God's righteous standard of holiness. All of us. All of us. 6:23 of the book of Romans tells us that the wages of sin is death. And let me say this. Everyone is going to die. Or at least until Christ comes back, all of us will be dying. When Christ comes back, those who are alive will be caught up in heaven as long as they're in Christ Jesus. And those who are dead will be risen up from the grave and caught up with Christ in the heavens. But for as long as Christ is away and hasn't yet returned, every one of us will die. Christian or non-Christian, we all will die a physical death. Mark that. The kind of death that we're talking about here is the death which is eternal. An eternal separation from God. An internal separation from the person of God. You will live in a place of deep darkness, a place of pain, a place of torment. That is called the second death, in the lake of fire. That is called the second death. And what Paul is saying is there's now no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus. In other words, those who are in Christ Jesus will not face that second death. Why? Because Christ was condemned for my sake. Verse 3 of Romans 8 says this, "For God has done what the law weakened by the flesh could not do, by sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin," in other words, to deal with sin. "He condemned sin in the flesh in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit." Remember, walking according to the Spirit means that the Spirit of Jesus lives inside of you. And therefore, when you walk according to the Spirit, the law of sin and death has no power over your life. Christ was condemned for you and for me. Christ was crucified for you and for me. The quick illustration that came to my mind as I was preparing this message was Barabbas. The Jews said, "Release Barabbas, crucify Jesus." Barabbas was guilty of what he did. He was guilty of his charge. But they said, "Give us Barabbas and crucify Jesus." They crucified a man who didn't deserve the death. Why? Because God wanted to take your place through his son Jesus, that when you put your faith in Jesus, you'll be forgiven of all your sins and be acquitted of them, just like Barabbas was acquitted because Jesus took his place. All of us are like Barabbas in one way or the other. Colossians chapter 2, verse 13 says, "You were dead because of your sins and because of your sinful nature, was not yet cut away. Then God made you alive with Christ. He forgave all our sins. He canceled the record of the charges against us and took it away by nailing it to the cross. Every debt you owed was nailed to the cross because Jesus carried it on his body. Therefore, a life in the Spirit is a life that has been freed from the penalty of sin because someone else took your place so that you might have the freedom of a clear conscience. You see, what Christ did on the cross, the Holy Spirit helps you to experience it on the inside of you. The freedom from guilt, because Jesus paid for that. The freedom of shame, because Jesus paid for that. He tasted death for you so that you wouldn't taste eternal death. Wow. Hence, you are more than conqueror, despite what may have happened. So live life in the Spirit of God. But the second thing is this. A life lived in the Spirit of God, or a life lived in the Spirit, is a life that has been freed from the power of sin. You see, friends, sin is rebellion towards God. There's another word for sin which is called iniquity, which is the natural inclination of mankind to sin. Like by default, we sin. Because we are human, we sin. So you and I will sin because by nature we are sinful. I like to use this illustration. A dog barks because it's a dog. A cock crows because it's a cock. The day you find a guy barking like a dog or a man crowing like a cock, you would wonder if they're okay upstairs. But you see, we sin because by nature we are sinful. And because of that, when we are not in Christ, we will sin because that is who we are. But the Bible tells me in verse 2 that for the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus. Mark that. From the law of sin and death. The power of the Spirit of God breaks the power of sin and death in your life so that you are no longer ruled and controlled by your sinful nature, but you begin to live and are controlled by the Spirit of God. This scripture tells me that you no longer have to sin. Why? Because there is one inside of you that is far greater than the sinful nature that you carry. You are now set free from the power of sin. You now have a choice. We can no longer say, I found myself. No, you have been set free. You have been made a new creation by the Holy Spirit. And because you have a new creation in the inside of you, guess what? You now have the choice. You now have the power. You now have the will to be able to say no to sin and yes to righteousness. For the grace of God has appeared to all men that when we believe in Jesus, we have the power to say no to sin and yes to righteousness. So you've been delivered from the power of sin. For as long as you have the Spirit of Jesus on the inside of you, the power of sin has been broken over your life. Oh, wow. Romans 8 shows us what that looks like. Romans 8 tells us this in verse 5. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh. But those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. In other words, being set free from the power of sin means therefore you need to change the way you think. For to set the mind on the flesh is death. But to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace. When you set your mind on the things of God, it leads to life. It leads to peace. Why? Because you have been set free from the power of sin in your life. Verse 7, for the mind that is set on the flesh is hostile to God, for it does not submit to God's law. Indeed, it cannot. Those who are in the flesh cannot please God. So you see, you're set free from the power of sin so that you can live a life that pleases God. Wow. So sin is no longer my master. Sin is no longer my tutor. I am more than a conqueror because of the life that I have in the Spirit of God that has freed me from the power of sin and death. That's amazing stuff, guys. It's amazing stuff. Romans 6 says this. For when you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. In other words, because you were a slave to sin, righteousness didn't mean anything to you. But what fruit were you getting at the time from the things of which you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is what? Is death. But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves of God, the fruit you get leads to sanctification, and its end is eternal life. You've been set free from the power of sin to live a life that pleases God, a life that leads to eternal life, a life of holiness, a life of purity, a life of truth, a life of integrity. You have been set free from the power of sin that you might please God. And you see, this is what Holy Spirit does inside of us when we live in the Spirit of God. Philippians 2:13 says, "For God is working in you, giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases Him." Holy Spirit gives you the desire and the power to do what pleases Him. Will you obey the Holy Spirit? Galatians 5:16 says, "So I say, let the Holy Spirit guide your lives. Then you won't be doing what your sinful nature craves." You won't. Because you would have been set free from the power of sin. So a life lived in the Holy Spirit, a life in the Spirit, is a life of being more than a conqueror, because in Christ Jesus, every day you have the power, you have the will, you have Holy Spirit to guide you, to lead you, to live a life of holiness. No more excuse. So despite what may be happening, there is a place of victory that you have. Victory from the guilt and the penalty of sin, and victory from the power of sin. Wow. I want to encourage you. Would you plug into the Holy Spirit? You know, there's a rechargeable battery and a non-rechargeable battery. Which one are you? I pray you be the rechargeable battery and allow the Holy Spirit to keep His wires inside of you, to keep charging you. Be that inverter that never runs out of power. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is with you to give you power to keep going and keep going for the glory of God. And finally today, as I speak about life in the Spirit, not only does life in the Spirit mean being freed from the penalty of sin, not only does it mean being freed from the power of sin, but it also means being freed to be a child of God. One of the things I love about the scriptures in Colossians, it tells us that we were saved from darkness and brought into the marvelous light of God. That's what it says. He delivered you from darkness and brought you into His marvelous light of God. The thing I love about that verse is that God just doesn't deliver you from, He delivers you to. Hallelujah. We are delivered from these things of sin, and He delivers us to do what? We are then now freed to be children of God. Verse 14 reads, "For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God." Hallelujah. Life in the Spirit means you are a child of God. "For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father." What these verses are telling me is that because you've been freed from the guilt of your sin, from the penalty of your sin, because you've been freed from the power of sin in your life, you are now set free to live like a child of God. And it says this, "You did not receive a spirit to fall back into fear." What's that fear? You see, when you are guilty, you are afraid to approach the one you have offended. When you are guilty, you are always afraid to approach the one you have offended. When you are afraid, you can't have intimacy with your Heavenly Father. You can't. So the Bible tells us we did not receive a spirit of slavery to take us back to fear. The fear of judgment, the fear of retribution, the fear of being disapproved of, the fear of being rejected. You no longer have that because you've been freed from the guilt and the shame and the power of sin and been freed to be a child of God. If that is not living more than a conqueror, then I don't know what that is. you are still more than a conqueror, because by the Spirit of God, you've been freed to be a child of God. And not just a child of God. Okay, a child of God, no doubt. But listen, more than just being a child of God on earth, he says this. Listen to the last portion. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. What that means, that the Holy Spirit guarantees and assures us that come what may, you are a child of God. He's inside of us. And he says, and if children, then heirs. Wow. That means you can live every day with the assurance that if you died today, you have a portion in heaven with Jesus. Jesus is the Son of God, and he's in heaven with the Father. Whatever is Jesus's, it will be ours. Why? Because we live in the Spirit of God. Because the Spirit of God is on the inside of us. Because we are children of God. Therefore, as a child of God, I have the confidence that if I should pass on from this life, I will be an heir in the kingdom of heaven. Woo, hallelujah. I'm more than a conqueror because I live my life in the Spirit of God. That's what it says. And then it ends by saying this: we are heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with him in order that we may also be glorified with him. What that means is that you must be willing, therefore, while in this life, to let go of living a life of sin, to stand up for your faith and your belief, so that when you pass on from here to the world that he will call you to, you will receive the glory that's in the Father and that's in the Son. So I want to encourage you, no matter the situation you are in, have gone through, or are going through, God is very clear. A life in the Spirit is a life that is freed of the penalty of sin. A life that is freed from the power of sin, but a life that has been freed to be a child of God. And as you live that way, you will always live as more than a conqueror. You know, I've done this for 20 years exactly this year, 2021. 20 years have I been in salvation. Messed up, drugs, lust, you name it. I was the wickedest of the wickedest people. I met Jesus. He forgave all my sins. I tell you, I live every day with a clear conscience. I've grown in intimacy with my Heavenly Father. But much more than just intimacy with my Heavenly Father, I have the assurance of eternal life. For you to live life in the Spirit requires that you repent of your sins. Turn away from wickedness, turn away from evil, put your faith in Jesus, ask Him for the forgiveness of your sins. And the Bible is clear: if you shall confess your sins, He is faithful to forgive you and cleanse you of all unrighteousness. Would you be set free from the penalty of sin today, be set free from the power of sin today, and be set free to live as a child of God? You say, Pastor, I want to live as more than a conqueror, but it begins with me putting my faith in Jesus. If that is you, I want you to mean this from the bottom of your heart. This is just to guide you. Simply say this with me and pray from your heart. Heavenly Father, thank you for your Son Jesus, who paid the price for my sin, that I might receive the righteousness that comes in him. Today, forgive me of my sins and make me your child. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Thank you for listening. We hope this sets you up to live a truly blessed life. Tune in next time as we continue to explore the scriptures and learn how we can overcome fear with our faith. For comments and feedback or counseling, write to connect@portotochurch.com.